we would have the schus that he should be able to be here one more time. To come to be mechazik the oilim. So perhaps nichlal and what we're going to say is some of the things that he would have said, because in the past these were things that he did say. He was here in once at a Chanukah Sabayis many years ago, came out Parshas Pekudei, and at that time he said over the Sipurim at the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. The Pasuk says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe. The Torah goes to describe the Mishkan that was put up in the Midbar. So the Torah says that it's Mishkan HaEdus. And the second thing that it says in the Pasuk, Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was in charge. Avodas HaLevi'im, it was done, the work was done by the Levi'im. Be'ari Somar Ben Aaron HaKoyin. And the fourth thing that it says is that it was in the hands of Isomar ben Aaron HaKoyin. In Pashtus, the Sipur Nishtelling Zuch, and why the Torah has to chazer over all of these four different inyanim, we know that there was the luchas were there. We knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was in charge. We knew what Levi'im did. So why is there this chazer that we have in the Pasuk? The Sipur Nishtelling says that the reason that the Torah tells us this is because the Torah is trying to be masbit to us. Das was steht doch in the Gemara b'negeya to the Mishkan, that it's atzei shitim aimdim, she'aimdim la'olam va'olme aylamim. The Mishkan stands la'olam vo'ed. And although we don't have the Mishkan right now, but the Mishkan was put away, and the Mishkan is something that was built, and it's built to be everlasting, l'olam void. And the Sipurna says that we find this mila, that something was built and the building is there, l'olme elomim, only b'negeya to the Mishkan. We don't find this b'negeya to the first Beis HaMikdash. We don't find it b'negeya to the second Beis HaMikdash. So, favosis is, what was the mila of the Mishkan that the Mishkan lasted forever? And the Sipurna says that the reason, this is what the Pasuk is telling us, that the Mishkan had a Mila, that the Mishkan was around the Luchei Sa'edus. The Yisoid of the Mishkan was Torah. Another chelik of it was Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe, that everything that was done in the Mishkan was done Al Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Tos heis, it was done in an oifin that was totally ois gehalten, the tzibui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given over to Moshe, and Moshe was the one that saw to it that everything should be done exactly right, with the right pu'ulis and the right kavonis. Avodas HaLevi'im, we also know that the Avoda was done by the Levi'im. Perhaps there were others that could have done the Avoda, the Gashmis, the Gechelik of the Avoda, as well, or maybe even better. But the Torah was makbid that it should be done al yedei the Levi'im. Because the Levi'im, they were the ones, this is the tzva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were the ones that were mekuriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they are the ones that did the avoida of building the Mishkan. But Yisomer ben Aaron HaKoyen, and Yisomer ben Aaron HaKoyen, they're the ones, he was the one, once again, who saw to it that everything should be done with the right kavonis, with the right machshavis, and heyois, that everything that was done in the Mishkan surrounded the Torah and was done in an oifen of achi toiv, in a ruchniyistika oifen, so therefore the Mishkan lasted forever, had the maila of this tremendous hatzlocha of the Mishkan. Masha'en Kein, the Sipurna says, that if we go through the psukim, the psukim talk about the binyan of the even the first Beis Hamikdash, which was made by David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, but was given over by Shlomo HaMelech to different kings that were living around there at Yisrael, that they should also get involved in the building of the Beis Hamikdash. And surely the second Beis Hamikdash, which was built even on a lower madrega, and there wasn't the Luchis HaEdus in the second Beis Hamikdash, and there wasn't Ashrois HaShchina, and it was built ultimately Ayidei Hordis. So the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Even the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It didn't have a kiyum lo'olam voed. The Mishkan that was built, Al Tiras HaKodesh. So the Mishkan is the one binyan that we have in Klal Yisrael that's there lo'olam voed. This is a limud that he kaseida was melame to the Talmidim. This inyan that everything that's done, even something that's done in Yonim of Kedusha that are done, also has to be done in an oifin, not just that a person has to do it with the right intentions, but it has to be done in an oifin that should be in Gantz and Oisk Alton al Pitera, in order that it should be able to have a Hatzlocha. He used to say over, the Psukim talk about how Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go. And the reason that he didn't want to go was because he held that Aaron HaKohen, he was the older brother. Aaron HaKohen used to say over all of the years that Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. So Aaron doch gefiert Klal Yisrael in the matzav of Shibud, in the matzav of Tzar that there was in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim and he went someplace else. He wasn't there b'shas the Shibud. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming back and he's coming back into Mitzrayim and he's gonna be the one was ever feared in Klal Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim. How is Aaron supposed to feel when he sees that after all of the koiches that he put into Klal Yisrael, all the years of tzoris, so he's going to be passed over not to be the one was so fear in Klal Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim, but should be given bedavka into the hands of one who was not there in the eis tzora, v'loyoid, even a person who's the younger brother, he should be the one that should have this COVID of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu is getained with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Until the Ribbono Shel Olam told him that Aaron is not going to have any Hakpoda Klal, V'roachah V'somach B'libay. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was masking. And it used to be masba, that it's not the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that his brother should feel bad. That wasn't the ganze havana of the inyan. But he understood that if the Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to come in a zambin oifin, bedafka, if an oifin that Aaron HaKohen should feel bad, doi bazoi vet is felon in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim can't be with the Zelba Hatzlocha. All the Yisaidis of Amunah that she put into Klal Yisrael that came about Al Yidei Yitzias Mitzrayim, all of the Madregas and the Milas that Klal Yisrael reached Al Yidei Yitzias Mitzrayim, this was the Avoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim. How is it Shaykh? And it's not Shaykh that Klal Yisrael should be able to reach such Gewaldige Madregas if it's going to come, or if Anoifin, that Aaron HaKohen should feel bad. It's not going to be Bahatzlocha. And if it's not going to be Bahatzlocha, then he didn't want any chelik of it. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, V'roachah V'samach B'libay, Aaron HaKohen doesn't have a hakpada, and Mele Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to have its Hatzlocha. It's interesting, I just recently speaking to Chaverim, in a similar kind of a situation. There was a yeshiva someplace in America. This yeshiva wanted to start a kollel, And they weren't able, Meis the Tam Shia, they weren't able to start a kol. Somebody else came in independently to start a kol. The yeshiva wanted that the kol should be in the yeshiva. That also didn't work out. It wasn't shayach for the kol to be in the yeshiva. But this kol so happened found a place nearby, a building nearby, very, very suitable to set up a kol. The price was gewaldic. It was, like we say, an opportunity that would be terrible to let go by. And the kol would be able to be bahatzlacha there. The Rosh HaKol, that was the Yedid, he was a Makuriv to the Rashiva Zatzal, asked him, what should he has this opportunity to buy it. So they'd like to buy it and start the kol, and the shtot would have a tremendous aliyah from the kol. And of course he understood also that the shtot would have a tremendous aliyah from the kol. He says, no, you can't. You can't start a kol there. Because the Rosh Yeshiva, on his way to the yeshiva every morning, walks in that direction. And he's going to pass by that building where the kol is. And he's going to have agmas nefesh. He's going to feel bad every time he walks by the building. And he's going to see that this kol that he wanted and hoped would be able to be in the yeshiva is not going to be there. It's going to be in the separate building. It's going to bother him every single morning. Azoi boit benish kintayra. You're not going to have atzlocha. You're not going to be able to have atzlocha with this mokum teira that you're building. And azoi it's kedai to let it go. This was the hashkofis that he put into us, tried to put into us. It wasn't, I don't know how to say it, it wasn't the shtikl teira in v'roach of esomach b'liboy, bayem is nishkeven, stam, psa shtikl teira, psa gutta pshat in aposik. This was his chiyus, this was his chayim, this was his real world. He understood that if it's not going to be in ganzen ois gehalten from beginning to end, then I bezoi is vetnish zayim behatzlocha, and if it's not going to be behatzlocha, then I bezoi it can't be. This is a shmuz that he said over, speaking for Bochrim, maybe almost a similar situation. And in the shmuz, he says over as follows. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down a neshama, bitachas kisei yakovet, neshama that's kulei ruchni, sends it down here, al ha'oretz, and it has to come together with a guf, kulei gashmi, and somehow the neshama that's kulei ruchni has to be able to live in an oifen, that it's going to be, that there has to be some kind of a shleimus, some kind of a life has to be lived together with this neshama of ruchnius and the guf that's gashmius, and it has to be behatzlocha. This combination of the two has to be able to accomplish, to accomplish the rotzon of why it was created. How is this supposed to happen? He explained that that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Torah gets to fashtein, how a person is supposed to live with a gashmi yisdik a guf, with a ruchni yisdik a neshama, how these two things are supposed to be able to come together and to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explained that everybody has different nisyonos in his life, everybody has different kishreinus, different abilities, different midas, different nisyonos. Everybody is different. And yet everybody has to be matzliach. How is everybody supposed to find out what he should do in order to be matzliach in his chayim? So he says, it's gemor geben atzait. A person was able to go to a Navi, and every time he had a shayla, so the Navi was able to be pashit for him, the shayla. Bizmanenu, we don't have a Navi. So how is a person supposed to be pashit his shaylas? He has to look into the Torah. He has to harava on the Torah, learn the Torah. In the Torah, he's going to find the answer to all of his shaylas. used to say over that he says he was in America when Rabbi Elchanan Zecher Tzadik Livracha came to America. He was a young boy. He said he didn't remember a lot, but one thing he remembered. Rabbi Elchanan brought together the Bachrim. This was in the Tzir Agudas Yisrael in the Williamsburg section of New York. And he told them that everybody has different problems in their life. He says, if a person comes to me, Rabbi Elchanan said about himself, that if a person comes to him with his problems, so he looks into the Torah, and by looking into the Torah, he's able to find a pshitus on the problems and on the issues that any individual has. He says this was the koyach of Rabbi Elchanan. It's not so posh that everybody should have such a koyach. But this is Eina from the Milas from the Torah. And this is one of the chiyuvim, and this is one of the sibis why a person has to horava on limud ha-Torah, kedei that he should find for himself the richtige hadrocha of how he should be able to be an emes ha-oved Hashem. He used to say over, shtel zich for such a king, a czar, who has the power over a person in life and death, and he sends down a proclamation. This is what I want you to do. And it's written in a language that you don't understand. So you don't know. Here is something that says what you must do, but you can't understand it. You can't understand the words. So you go run and you look for somebody that should be able to translate it for you, because this is not a joke. This is something that you need to know in order to be able to survive, in order to be able to succeed. The melech has the koyach over you. He says, who adin if a person has this Torah which is given to us, which is our guide in being able to be matzliach in olam hazeh. And if we don't understand it, it is something there that we can't decipher. We don't know exactly what the Torah wants from us. So we have to run. We have to go to somebody vos fashteit yeh and beg of him that he should explain to us. What does it say over here? Today that we should have the proper hadrocha to be able to be matzliach in our chayim and olam hazeh. He said over the Chayvus Halvavis says over a marshal. There was a place that used to find from time to time, they would look for somebody to be a king over their country. They went, they looked for somebody, they took him as a king. They didn't tell him how long he's going to be the king, but they took him as the king. And he says that we understand the milas that there is for a person who's a king. He has whatever he wants, as much gold as he wants, as much silver as he wants. He lives in a beautiful castle. Everything that he wants, he has. It came a year or two, and the people came together with this person, and they told this person, when we took you originally as a king, we took you only for a year. Your time is up. And Oymazoi, they lifted him up, and they took him away from the country, and they sent him away. And all of that he acquired in the time that he was a king was left behind. Vahi Ayayim, they went looking for another king. But this second king had a little bit more seichel than the first king. When he was appointed as a king, so the first thing he did was he asked around by the Yoyetzim, when they appointed me for a king, how long will this appointment last? And they told him, his friends told him, sometimes for a year, sometimes for two, but not much longer than that. And after that, they're going to take you and they're going to send you away. This person was a chacham. So what did he do? For the time that he was a king, as people were bringing him the gold and the silver, so he took all the gold and he sent it away. He sent the gold into Chutz Laaretz, into a land that's far away from where he was. All the gold and all the silver that he got, all the matanis that he got, so he didn't have it as good in the time that he was the king, because he sent everything away. But when the day came, after the 2 years were up, And they told to this king, your time is up. And they took him and they sent him away. So he went away. And what did he find after he went away, after leaving this country? So all of the gold and the silver that he prepared for himself in the time that he was a king, and all of these matanis that he sent away into Chutz La'aretz, so now he came together with them, and he was able to live la'olam vo'ed in comfort. So he used to say over that the Chovos Avovos says, every one of us feels like we're a king. We're the ruler over our own lives. We feel like we're a king of our world. I have everything. I have a car. I have a house. I have money. I have covet. But it's the Chacham that stops and tells him, you give a person a bracha that he should live bis 120, but ultimately 120 comes also. And then you're a king over everything. This is my house. This is my covet, my recognition. This is mine, mine. And then all of a sudden, nothing is yours. They take it all away from you, and they send you away. It's the Chacham who's there, Kol Yimei Chayav, and he understands that throughout his life, this is not going to last forever. Prepare yourself for this man that's taka going to last forever. This man that's going to last forever is this man in Olam Haba. And Oibazoi calls man you here in this world. Rezich Nishtein, don't convince yourself somehow that you're a melech. You're a melech just for moments. Prepare yourself into the Olam that's Kulei Lo Netzach. Send away, send over there the Maisim Toivim, all of the mitzvahs that you did. Send them out of Chutz La'aretz. Send them into Olam Haba, so that when you come into Olam Haba, there you're going to be able to live in the Olam that's Kulei Lo Netzach. His Kavos LaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person then is going to be able to benefit from all of the Maisim that he did in Olam Hazeh. Prepare yourself for that day. Spend your life preparing yourself for that day. Zay achochem, zay nishkei nar. Prepare yourself to the olam that's kulei orach. He used to say over, he said, I was zaycha to see many anoshim gedoil. I still remember him even describing it to me. Different people that he saw. Reish Farishin, he used to talk about the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, the Baron Kotler Zeche Tzadik Levrocha. He used to say about the pachad that he had every time he spoke with the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, he spoke to Rabaron, the yira, the busha that he had when he spoke to him. He was in Eretz Yisrael for a while. He met there the Briskarov, the Chazinish, Rebbe Zalman. He remembers that when he went into these Gedolim to speak to them, also the pachad and the yira that he had from them, how insignificant he felt compared to them. He said that Rav Shach once told him that the Briskarov once told over to Rav Shach. The Briskarov said, "Is that der Kinto? You see this little child over here?" He pointed to a child. He was 10 years old, 11 years old. So the Briskarov says, there's a difference, an obvious chilik between me and that child. Rav Shach at that time was the Gedolei Yisrael. There's an obvious difference between me and that child and my level of learning and in Avodas Hashem. He says, the hevdel between me and that child is less than the hevdel between me and my father, Reb Chaim. You want to know how much bigger Reb Chaim, and the Biskarov said this about his Rebbe, his father, Reb Chaim. You want to know how much greater Reb Chaim was than me? The chilek between me and my father, between the Biskarov and Reb Chaim, was greater than the chilek between me and this little child that was there, that was in front of them. He went on to explain that Be'etzim, this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara talks about the Yeridus Hadairus. The Gemara talks about the hevdel that there was and that there is between one generation and another generation. And the Gemara says, Im Rishainim Ka'anoshim Anu Kichamayrim. And that itself is something that is unbelievable just to comprehend. If Rishainim Ka'anoshim Anu Kichamayrim, this is a Pesach Zach, Anu Kichamayrim, compared to the Rishainim. And the Gemara is not satisfied with that. The like chamayrim that were in the previous generation, the like chamayrim shara pinchas ben yor. It's important that we understand the yiridus hadayrus. It's important that we understand the hevdel between one generation and another generation. He says, Gdayli Yisrael understood this. They understood that whatever keiches they had, whatever madregas they had, the tremendous hevdel that there was, the separation that there was between their generation and the previous generations. He says, Chaim Volozhiner used to go in from time to time to the Vilna Gaon. And the Talmidim used to write that every time Reb Chaim Volozhiner went into the Gaon, he used to tzitter, just that when he said over something from the Gaon, he used to tzitter out of fear of the Gaon, his Rebbe. And that's the Gaon. Compare the Gaon to the Rishainim. Compare the Rishainim to the Amoraim. The Rishainim didn't come to the Amoraim. Compare the Amoraim to the Tanoim. And so forth and so on until you get back to the Nevi'im. Until you get back to the Torah itself. Stell sich vor the Hevdel that there is. I don't think we can be masik, the hevdel that there is between ourselves. If we can't understand the hevdel between ourselves and the previous generation, then surely not. We can't understand was is das gewener abarbe, and we surely can't understand was is das gewener abikivega, and we surely can't understand was is das arajba. It's way beyond anything that we could possibly comprehend. He used to say over, can you imagine if you lived now? He said, I tell this to my Talmidim constantly. If you would live now in the generation of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and you applied to his yeshiva, und du kommst doch psaganza ben teira, and you're applying to Rabbi Kiva Eger's yeshiva, they're not going to let you in. Because the knowledge that you have, the koiches that you have in learning, so you're not shaykh to go into Rabbi Kiva Eger's yeshiva. And then he said, and stell sich vor the schus that we have, that we are able to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger's Torah, every one of us. He used to say, the Hagoy is on the side of the Gemara. So just look on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is right over there. Everybody has a safe with Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashas. But some meridic schus this is, that we are able to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger's Torah. It's an honor. It's a schus. And that as we feel within ourselves this tremendous schus, that we're able to learn the Torah from the Eden, from these previous generations, how much we have to understand the pachad and the yira that we have to understand, and that we have to feel as we're learning their svarim. We're learning svarim, we're learning Torah, Torah HaKadosha, that come from these giants beyond our understanding. And mit dem Alamin, we have the schus. We can open up the sefer. We can learn it. What a meridik schus this is. I used to walk into the Beis Medrash. Remember still, Eilim, after night seder, there wasn't a seat in the Beis Medrash, and often it happened that the svarim would get piled up. There were shtenders. You couldn't pile up svarim on the shtenders. So the svarim landed up, piled up on the shulchan, middle of the Beis Medrash. Came time for davening, I would take the svarim, put them on the bima. he'd walk into the Beis Medrash from Arav, and the Sfarim were piled up. He couldn't start davening. So Rabbi Achbez HaSefer, Zitz Nish Bekovit, Rabbi Achbez HaSefer, the Rajba, is not in a knife, is not in a Bekovitik knife, and piled up on the different Sfarim in a shaky kind of a way. It could fall. He can't. He was gestert from davening. He's not going to be able to daven. He's the manas. When we learned, you have to learn in an oifen of derech eretz. Shtel zich for, you're learning the Rashba's Torah, leaning back, laid back. As I learned in the Rashba's Torah, this is how you're hurrying over a Baruch Beza Svara in such an oifen. The Torah HaKadosha from the Friyadik Adairis, that they had pachat for each other, and that's the oifen that you're learning their Torah. You have to have amelis. Noch the amelis. After all of the keiches that you put in, you can't convince yourself that you truly understand what they want. Rezach nishtayin. Don't think to yourself, even for a minute, that you yoyrid l'soiv daitai for Rabbi Chanan, for Rabbi Achbeh, for Rabbi Shimon, from even the previous generation. Aba efsha abyssal. If you try, and you're amol, you're harava, ulai abyssal, you're going to understand. But if you're not going to do that, if you're going to sit back, so you think then it's shaykh, that you should, that could be able to be oymid l'sayf daitoy for these g'dayle oylem. I remember one time I was asked the Makasha. So he showed me a Rashba. He told me to bring him a Rashba. So he showed me a Rashba. I'd never seen the Rashba. He shows me the Rashba. I look at the Rashba, and then I ask the Makash on the Rashba. He says, Azoy Shnell, Frekman Akash of the Rashba. You didn't even know the Rashba. You never saw the Rashba before. I'm showing you the Rashba. So already you have a... Think about the Rashba. Digest it. Trach the Sibbe. Nochtem kens Frekman Akash. Shine, you're able to come and to ask Akash on the Rashba. He used to tell us, you have to get into it. You have to harav on the Torah. If you harav on the Torah, so then ulai, you'll understand a little bit. But how could you possibly think to yourself that you're going to understand the Torah from the Friyadik G'dayle Olam if you're not going to put all of your keiches into trying to understand it? I had a chava. It was a big balkishrin. He used to go over to the Rashiva to tell him over his chidushim. Well, you can imagine, he was 18-year-old bocha. He's going over to tell over the Rashiva his chidushim on the sugya. Sugyas that were way beyond this bocha's hasoga was the Rashiva. But this bocha, he went over to tell him over his tirus on the sugis. And Sfeigain Arischa the Araisa, they used to go and they used to, and he held from his svaras and he used to tiny zechaisa drashiva and drashiva used to shlogza with Sveigain. It was kaili kailis. He had to say over his chidush. And after a while he stopped. It's a changer at that, you know, yeah, maybe he got the point. So he stopped going over to tell over his chidush. But Yayim, the Rashiva sends for him, calls him over. He says, I didn't hear from you, Chidushim, now in the last week or two. Vasa Gavarn. So he says, I realized, I tell over my Chidushim to Rashiva, and then Rashiva shows me, Taka, that it's like Malav Lamarit, so I stopped saying over. Boy, did he get a fight. Oy, did he get a fight. Was heis, yadei, no hot sein chelik in Torah. It was, hey, so you have a svara to say over, so you come and you say over your svara, bisgerech, bisnishgerech, what's the chilek, where's your haravanian tyrant? Yeah, those is it. We'll fear on the mulchemta shel tyrant, we'll come out with a klorkeit, to vishemir, to vishendir, oh, but the hostep is vos zogin, daps kumen in zogin. You're afraid, you're ashamed, you're embarrassed. No, and therefore what? This is tyrant, malant doch tyrant. When it mazay dalangt, come, you have something to say, you have a chiddush to say. So come over, trachte Sibber, good, trachte Sibber, and frage ihr für andere before, ich weiß, but afterwards, come and say what you have to say. Tachi darke shall teire. And as I steigt man in lernen. He had tremendous COVID, there are herets for B'nai Torah. But that doesn't need to be said. He mund us that we should have COVID for ourselves and that we should be marich ourselves in the milo that it is that we are B'nai Torah. He used to tell us Dover hachovav yaseh ba'ilam, the most gewaltige Sache in the world that you could be is to be a ben Torah. He used to say over from Rabbi Aaron Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, the liyoyin shel hamelech, the private army of the king that goes wherever the king goes, stays around the king, is the closest to the king. So these are the B'nai Torah of every single generation. And because he meant from us that we should have COVID for ourselves because of the fact that we were B'nai Torah, we're sitting and we're learning. He meant us the way that we went in the street. He meant from us, we go to a street, that's gaining the gas via B'nai Torah, gaining the gas. When you walk in the street, you walk in the street like a B'nai Torah walks in the street. Not like a gasyun goes in the street, not like just anybody who walks in the street. You're on a higher level, you're on a different level. He mund us, whenever we went in the street, that we should wear our jackets and wear our hats. You don't run wild in the gas, you don't eat in the street. This is pasnisht. Pasnisht ligyoinei shel melech, that azoi zol megein in the gas. Daf megein in the gas. Oifa bakovedika oifin. After all, du bist doch a ben Torah. If you're a ben Torah, you have to live up to who you are. And if you're not going to be margish, your own personal chashivas, was is meint the chashivas from there, was harvit and learning, so how is it shaykh that anybody else should be margish it? Who should understand its maila, if not the ben Torah himself? I just recently heard over a maisa, the oilam chaptis pilas from the maisa. It's a meridika maisa. But I must say, I didn't have a spilus, it fits. Like I say, it's a poshta maisa, it's a poshta maisa for the eat, was mazok dibbe the maisa for them. There was a younger man, he needed to speak to him about something, and he was very busy. So he told him he had to travel from one place to another, where he had to travel, but he had to travel someplace. So this young man told him, he says, so I'll drive the Rosh Yeshiva in, and well, I'll drive, so we'll be able to shmooze. He'll drive him there, drive him back. This was a common way to be able to chapa shmooze with him, spend the time traveling. The telephones didn't work, and there was no interference, so they would be able to shmooze on the road. It's very good. Calls him up a day later, and he says something else came up. He has to go taka to this place, I don't remember where, but he has to stop off first in New York because he has a very important meeting in New York. So he has to first go to New York and then afterwards go to this other city. So this younger man tells him, no, God, Rob, it's even better. So I'll drive the Rashiva first to New York and I'll wait around till the meeting is over and then I'll drive from the meeting and I'll drive to Shiva Vaita, so we'll have all that time to be able to shmooze. Fine. He was maskim. The younger man was thrilled. He'd have all this time to speak to the Shiva. The next day he gets a phone call. He can't do it. He can't accept the taiva from him. And he explained to him why. He says, this meeting that he's going to in New York is a very important meeting. And it needs his concentration. He's not going to be able to concentrate knowing that this younger man is waiting for him. He's at the meeting, and this younger man, Ben Torah, he's waiting for the meeting to be over, and he's sitting by this meeting He has to concentrate on what's going on. He's not going to be able to concentrate knowing that this Ben Torah of art for him. He's not going to be able to concentrate. So it's going to start the meeting, and he can't be nicha to such an arrangement. And he had to cancel the whole thing. I've been gesagt, zwei Limudim. One limud was the covet that he had for a Ben Torah. It says the Ben Torah is going to have to wait for him. The Ben Torah was not more than happy, thrilled to wait for him until the meeting was over. No, was haste, a Ben Torah wird warten für ihn, kann ich sein. And then there's a second limit. When it was an Indian that needed to be discussed, he needed his full concentration. That's the chomer that he gave, that was the seriousness that he gave to everything that came up. If it was a meeting that was important, and obviously he felt it was an important meeting, and that's why he was going to the meeting, then Ibazai needed his total concentration. And if he couldn't give it his total concentration, then Ibazai, he couldn't do it. He's not doing justice to the discussion that was going on. So we learn Vimadav Marach Zain, the chshivas that a person has to have for a Ben Torah, and also the chshivas that a person has to have for the tzibur, the concern a person has to have for the tzibur, the concern that a person has to have and the involvement that a person has to have for each and every yachid. There's many different stories that they tell over. I know there are better stories, but this story I know firsthand. There was a Talmud that Rachmana Litzlan, the Eibishter Apitin, got up a strange kind of a disease. They brought him into the hospital. He was in the hospital for days. They didn't know what to do for him. Rav Shiva went to the hospital, and he spent days in the hospital together with this Talmud. And I know because there were people in that time that needed to meet with him, so he told them, I'll meet you in the hospital. Yeah, come to the hospital, I'll meet you in the hospital. And he had meetings going on in the waiting room in the hospital about other issues, but for days, and the thing was right before Pesach, he refused to leave the hospital. As doctors were coming in and coming out, he would ask them, have you ever heard of such a thing? Maybe you know of a different hospital in the country or someplace else that deals with this type of a disease. He went out of his way to meet up with all different kinds of doctors. In the time that he was there, who knows how many different doctors and specialists that he spoke to. Ask him, do you know of an Eitzah? Until somebody said to him, you know, they're talking experimental kind of a drug, they're doing work in this hospital, so maybe look over there, and he put in a call over there, and the way the Jungerman told me over, he saved my life. At the end of the day, they found this refuah. This Jungerman today is Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, a gesunder Mensch, and like he told me many times, Rebel, you saved my life. This was the mesiras that he had for his Talmidim, not only for his Talmidim, but every yochid v'yochid that came to him, this was the simple dedication that he had to every individual that came into his Dalet Amos. He had tremendous mesiras to his Talmidim, tremendous mesiras to Bnei Torah, tremendous mesiras to Bekoimus HaTorah. He felt and he said and he advocated again and again that the Hatzlocha and the Kiyum of Gantz Klal Yisrael is totally in the Hatzlocha of the Kiyum of the Mekaymus HaTorah that we're going to have in our midst. The Chofetz Chaim in Chumash brings down that talk about in every generation Bezen Shalmaila is done every generation, every Yochid in every generation is done the Tzibur, is done the Yechidim. So the Chofetz Chaim used to say over from previous Gedolim, who sits on this Bezen Shalmaila? Who sits in the Bezen Shalmaila being done in the generation? So he said, the ones who sit there are the Gedolim from that generation. Each generation has its nisyonos, each generation has its yetzaharas, its problems. So who should be the one to decide to be able to be properly be done the issues that are going on in that generation? The Gedolim of that generation. So he was saying, Yeshiva Shalmaila, that wissen sein, it's the Gedolim that were with us and who left us to the Olam HaEmes. So they're the Gedolim that are sitting in the Yeshiva Shalmaila. They used to say this over after the Petira of the Chofetz Chaim, how much Hakpada a person has to have in Shmiras Haloshin. Valavada and Avada, the Chofetz Chaim zitzt in the Yeshiva Shalmaila being done what goes on in the generation. I think there's no question about it. Person that put all of his koiches into Habotzes HaTorah, into Chashivas HaTorah, to be maimed Talmidei Chachamim, to see to it that Torah soll sich verspreiten in America. Who's sitting on the Bezen Shalmaila being done? Was tut sich in our generation? So the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha Rebellion is sitting in the Bezen Shalmaila being done, everything that goes on in the yeshivas that we have in the Kailim and the yeshivas that we have in America, throughout America, perhaps even in Eretz Yisrael. The yeshiva here was a yeshiva that he had a very non-teshaychus to. You know, many of the rabbeim are from there, and even that those rabbeim who didn't learn directly from him, but the times that he came, he was madrichas. Times that we called him, he could say that was there to madrich us. No, he asked Taka that he should be a Melech Yeshiva for us. He should be mispal for us. Shemayim, the Yeshiva Shalmaila. Klal Yisrael is looking for Hatzlocha. Klal Yisrael is looking for Hatzlocha in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. There's so many things that are necessary, that are needed, in order that in this Shvacha generation of ours, we should be able to be Matzliach. It's the Chaydish of Nisin, the Chaydish of Geula. We should be Mespal Taka, that not only is it a Chaydish of Geula, but should be a Shnas Geula. We should be Zeicher to Mashiach, Tzidkenu, B'mehera, B'yameinu.